The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Cats have started beautifully this afternoon in the opening round of the 2022 AFL season. 20 goals, 18-138, defeated Essendon 11-6-72. And just doing some presentations on the ground here at the MCG. Patrick Dangerfield has been adjudged best on the ground. And we wait. Paddy's talking to the crowd. We're going to get the song downstairs. Also going to get...
We love Country Round. We know it's a critical part of the Australian community. We're looking forward to a huge 2022 from both sides. Crowds around and nothing beats a G. Thanks, guys.
Well, right on to Paddy. And I think if we go to the Kerr's High stat sheet, it's going to show that he had a fair few.
He had 31, 19 contested, 9 inside 50s, 1 goal 2, 8 clearances and a couple of tackles. So pretty handy day. I think he had 22 in the first half.
I was going to say, his first half was pretty good.
Really helped set him up.
Yeah.
Had plenty of mates who helped out, mind you. There was a pretty much a team effort from the Cats.
Nealty, they certainly set it up in the first quarter. 7-2. It was sort of all over, wasn't it, at quarter time? They just looked great, the Cats, didn't they?
Oh, they did. Precisely. What a great way to start the season, yeah. Jase. That first quarter, and I think Kingy, he was actually listening back then, and he let us know this is the best quarter. Yeah. Best first quarter in a year since 1942 or 1-6, one of them. Like that. So that's a long time. It was just everywhere, Jase. It started in the centre of the ground, and the stoppage work, the centre bounce clearance, and the way they were able to get away and get away clear to allow those kicks inside 50 to really have a telling impact, and they did. Hawkins on fire early, Cameron on fire early, and the boys in the middle were unbelievable. Dangerfield's work from the clearances was just phenomenal. Ben kept giving the numbers all day, and it was just so one-sided in favour of the Cats. It was great. Love the way they tried to move the ball quicker. That's a significant change, Jase. They've been working on it, telling us that this is how they want to play the game, and they certainly did today. The manner in which they moved the ball, Essendon's team defence, and Blake Carosella told us that's the area that they thought they could get some improvement in, and they'll still be working on that throughout the year. It is only one game. But they just couldn't handle the speed of the Geelong play. Ben also mentioned Selwood. It was good to see him get on the end of someone. He can show his decision-making and skill. We know he's as tough as they come, but he's also a very good user of the footy. He did that well today. All round, just a great performance. Certainly, there'll be some concerns about Jeremy Cameron. He's been taken to hospital, so let's hope that's precautionary, and he will be okay. Let's hope that is the case. But other than that, it's a cracking day for the Cats.
You see Sam DeConning down there as well, walking, which is good to see that he's doing that.
Concussion, but was it?
Well, you'd
assume so.
He
looked a little dazed, and there didn't appear to be anything physically.
He looks okay down there, like walking-wise.
Obviously they'll have to... I mean, if particularly when the scoreline's like that, even if he was right to go back on, you probably just err on the side of caution and leave him off anyway.
We talked before the game, Neil, about that. Well, Benny said about their back line being the strength and the forward line was okay. Yeah. The midfield was the bit that we were thinking about, but geez, they did a number today, didn't they?
Oh, they exploded. They absolutely exploded. Like, and we're talking about, you know, we're coming in, you know, well, Parrish is a good player and Merritt's a good player and Draper can be anything. And, and we know that Dylan Shield's a good player and, the, you know, they've got Caldwell now and things. And we're going, not at all. They didn't fire and Geelong were just all over them like cheap suit style.
Yeah, the old Ben Castell.
It was just a great day. If you're a Geelong fan, you've been listening down at Ocean Grove or something like that, Jase, you've just really enjoyed the afternoon. If you're a Geelong fan here, you will enjoy the trip back down the highway despite the roadworks that have been going on for 47 years.
We just see the Geelong boys heading down to the rooms now. We're going to get the song down there. It's actually, I think it's the first time for a couple of years that we've been allowed in the room. So that's another good change back to a bit of normality in the AFL, is being able to be in the rooms after the game. So we see on the internal screen here, Joel Selwood, Paddy Dangerfield leading.
Oh, they'll be happy.
The boys, they'll be very happy, won't they?
Yeah, that's a great day at the office, particularly round one. The momentum that you can build off the back of that, let's hope it's going to be great.
And by the sounds of it, the VFL had a good hit out too, so there's going to be, like, Mitchie Duncan, going to get a go.
Now, I'm glad you said that. I've just read something where Tom King has compared himself to Mitch Duncan being held back for round one. That is just not on. Kingy, you've taken things way too far there, big fella.
All right, here's the song in the rooms with the Cats.
Oh. Jack Henry.
There's the Cats players in the rooms with the song. We're going to have a player post-match as well, thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. You're in the fifth quarter, thanks to Sandman Mattress Factory. You sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. And we've done the stats. And, Neil, what are you...
Just a couple other quick stats.
Yeah, a couple of quick stats for Kurzawa.
Yeah,
yes,
look, the Cats obliterated them inside 50, Kerr's higher, 63-48 in favour of the Cats. Tackle count, Geelong actually had three less tackles, only had 37 for the day. Clearances, 51-27. Contested possession was an absolute hammering, 151-109. So they were plus 40 in contested possession. Disposal, they actually had nine less than the Bombers. They also had less marks, but it was more the fact Geelong were doing far more damage going forward and far more efficient going forward. I thought Parfitt, probably one of the best games I've seen him play. Great start to the year for him. He had 32 touches. He had 11 clearances, so he was Geelong's leading clearance player. He had three tackles, and he had eight inside 50, so that's a really good day. I thought he was tough too. He's a strong player, Parfitt. Great signs for him. We mentioned Dangerfield, 31, kick one. One goal. Selwood 27, good start for him. Guthrie 25, kicked a goal. Isaac Smith 22, Higgins 22, kicked one goal, one. Stengel on debut for Geelong, 20 possessions, 4 goals, 3. Tommy Hawkins 17 possessions, 8 marks, 4 goals, 2. Max Holmes 16 touches, 2 goals. Brad Close 16 touches and 2 goals. Dallas 14 and a goal. They basically didn't have a bad player. DeConning, obviously the areas of concern for Geelong St John of God injury department was Jeremy Cameron. Collision in the first quarter. There was vision of him being taken to hospital. Let's hope that he is okay. DeConning, we think it may have been a concussion issue in the second half. He came on, didn't come back out. He was out there after the game wandering around, which is generally a reasonably good sign that he's okay. But if that's concussion, then he probably won't be playing next week, particularly a young player just playing his second game. But I thought he actually showed a bit when he was asked to do some things down back. For the Bombers, Merritt had 39, Parrish had 34, McGrath 29. The story of the day, the real only story for the day other than how poor Essendon were, was the debut of Nick Martin, the kid from Waffle, Subiaco, 20 years old. He's not even in the media guide. That's how fresh he is. He had 27 and kicked 5.
That's amazing.
If you don't mind, his team only kicked 11. He's snaffled 5 of them. Cutler 24 and a goal. Shield 23. Hine 23. Corbell 23. Perkins 20. But a lot of it was just sideways stuff. It really wasn't impacting the Cats. Just some players who struggled for the Bombers. Peter Wright really struggled. Ham was quiet. Guelphy, okay. Kelly was quiet. Heppel was very quiet. And Cox had a bad day. Young kid. It's just a good learning experience for him. Injury concerns for the Bombers. They lost Langford early with a hamstring. They had to inject Cutler. And Laverde came back onto the field, which was great to see. He was involved in that collision that took Cameron out of the game. And when we first saw it, we thought Cameron had actually come off best of the two.
Yeah.
And because Laverde actually was down for a considerable period longer than Cameron.
Cameron went over to make sure he was okay.
Yeah, and Cameron, they both came off. Yeah. Laverde came back on. No such luck for Jeremy Cameron. So fingers crossed there for the Cats. But in the end, it was absolutely comprehensive in front of 54,495.
Comprehensive, as always. Ben Casanelia with the Kerr's Hire stats this afternoon. And we're going to take a break because the boys are in meetings downstairs. Just take it easy, Neildy. It's okay. You can get the chariot just fired up. It's okay. We won't be far away. We'll take a break and then come back, play a post-match interview, and we'll wrap things up here at the MCG. Today's game fueled by APCO Cafe 24/7. We've got you. Live, breathe. K-Rock Football.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.